Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Sunday morning. It's 10 past 11. I've got to give you the date, haven't I? It's the 17th of August. I always have to check. Right, so we're back from our adventure in the glorious Peak District. And I have a small child who has just decided that he wants to start pressing buttons on my on my tech. Turned on the PlayStation. Oh, look at that. There's a Bob the Builder, Thomas the Tank Engine and Fireman Sam DVD in. Tell you what, shall we put that on for you? Yeah? No more trains? Yeah? Okay. It's coming on then. Wait a second. Let's get the buttons. Yeah? Watch Thomas. Okay. as he races across to take his seat on the sofa next to me. It's funny how Thomas the Tank Engine has this effect on kids, isn't it? They just seem to love it. It's understandable, I suppose. Anyway, what am I saying? Right, we're back from our adventure in the glorious Peak District. Got back last night. We managed to nail the whole thing, as I thought we would, to be honest. Yes, buddy, just a second. There it goes. Managed to nail the whole thing off yesterday. We were done by mid-afternoon, actually. The full perimeter, so we did the full perimeter of the Kinder Plateau. Well, we almost did. as we came back around past Kinder Downfall, for anybody who knows the area, we had a choice. We could either head down to head down Jacob's Ladder and back to Weedale. Bear in mind, we started by climbing Ring and Roger. So if we did it that way, we wouldn't technically be doing the full perimeter of the plateau, although we were still walking Edale to Edale. Now, when you bear in mind that yesterday afternoon, the wind was horrendous on the, well, all down the western flank, along the southern flank of the plateau was easily 50 mile an hour at times, easily. I know, buddy, I pressed the wrong button. It's coming back. I don't understand the silly PlayStation. Honestly, controls are mental on this thing. So, yes, we came back down along the southern edge, and we were just getting battered by 50-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, I'm serious. We were both knocked off our feet a couple of times. I just want the menu. No, I just want the menu, silly thing. Yay, hallelujah. There we go. So we were kind of umming and ahhing as to whether we should just drop off and get back to Edale, because it was just getting... I mean, like I keep saying, I don't mind walking in weather, but it was just incessant. It wasn't even gusting. It was a constant driving gale. But we were both kind of saying, well, it would be nice if we could just carry along to Ring and Roger and you know, do the full circuit. We've got plenty of time, so, you know, let's just do it, sort of thing. But we said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll get up to the top of Jacob's Ladder and then we'll make a decision once we get there. Have a look at time, etc. and basically, we just had our heads down and we're just ploughing on. And before I knew it, I hadn't remembered to turn left at Edale Rocks. And if you don't turn left at Edale Rocks, you automatically fall down into Jacob's Ladder. And I was kind of just plodding along, and suddenly I just looked up and went, oh, no, Dave, we've come the wrong way. And by that time, we were sort of halfway down, almost at the top of the actual ladder itself. And it would have been a case of turning around and walking all the way back up. And we just went, you know what? We've done it. We've both walked that stretch many times before, so it's not like we haven't seen the area, or we haven't done the walk in the past. And plus, we were still walking Edale to Edale, and I think it's probably saved us about maybe a mile or so, if that. So it really didn't make that much difference. So yeah, we got back to Edale yesterday afternoon, and came back to my house for some Chinese food and a couple of beers. I had two cans of lager last night. Lager, yeah, just lager. Because it's one of those things where I've had a really, like, tiring day in the hills. And I was in the mood for just having a good drink of ice-cold lager. Sometimes lager, you know, more than ales and nice, but sometimes just an ice-cold, refreshing lager is what you want. Certainly what I want. So I didn't have any in the house because I don't keep beer in the house. I haven't had a drink of beer for about 2 months. Whenever I did my last beery boo, I think. I should check Untappd. I bet it's 2 months since I last had a beer. And it will be logged on Untappd because it'll have been an ale. So I went back and bought some lagers last night down at the village and got some Chinese food. Came back, had some food, had a couple of cans of lager. Had a quick look through the rushes of the video I'd done and then basically had to retire. I was exhausted and slept straight through till 9 o'clock this morning. I guess I needed it. It was good. I feel fine today though. I'm surprised because obviously I did, I don't know how far our route was on Monday and Tuesday with Dean and Andy. I guess it must have been somewhere close to 20 miles perhaps, I think, something like that. And then I've done another, I think it's come out to about 18 and a half miles yesterday. Two wild camps, a fair bit of travelling, and yeah, it's no surprise that I'm exhausted. But actually, I feel fine. I don't feel stiff. I don't feel aching or anything. I do genuinely feel like I could walk the route again. Well, my legs do. My head doesn't. But yeah, it's been really good. It's been a really good week of hill walking and wild camping. Got up at about 4:30 yesterday morning, and in fact, no, it was a bit earlier than that. It was probably about 4 o'clock, 4:15. Got packed up, got some breakfast on, and just finished scoffing our breakfast. Up came the sun, and I finally got a wild camping sunrise. Yay! Say finally. It sounds like I've been doing it for years. It's my fourth wild camp, and I got a sunrise, so I'm happy. I wasn't surrounded in clag, as I have been previously. And it was lovely. Some photographs on my Instagram feed. There's some photographs on Twitter. I think I've posted it to Facebook too. But yeah, it was a lovely, lovely sight. Freddie, don't press that, please. No. Good boy. It was really nice. So we just sat on a side of Kinder Plateau watching the sun come up over. Oh, I'm sure Dean will correct me. I think it might be Kerber Edge. Freddie, don't press that, please. Mate, you'll switch the trains off. It's up to you. Loony. So, yeah, it was gorgeous. And I tell you what, the northern edge of the Kinder Plateau, it's the first time I've been over there. The furthest east I've been is Ringing Roger, I think. I always kind of go up, sort of, maybe along Ringing Roger, maybe a little bit further down, and then go left along to the top and come back down Jacob's Ladder. Even if I go along to the downfall, I always come back and come down Jacob's Ladder. So I've never been on Kinder. I've never been anywhere between, other than between sort of Ringing Roger and Kinder Downfall. So going east along to Crookston Knoll was a new one on Friday night, and it's lovely down there. But when I got around the northern edge, wow, the scenery's just completely different. You've got the A57 running below you, but it's all really steep drop-offs into valleys, and it's very sort of bleak in a beautiful way, you know, like just it's just basically open bare valley. There's no sort of no peaks to look at and no conurbations. It's just the odd farmhouse dotted around in the valleys, and just rolling hills covered in, obviously this time of year, covered in gorgeous purple heather. But yeah, I'm really impressed by the steep drop-offs along the edges, and some of the edge paths are your archetypal sort of foot-wide trails along, literally right along the edge of a decent drop. So it was very sort of Lake District-esque for me. I really liked it. I was very impressed. Fairbrook Naze was just stunning. Standing on the end of Fairbrook Naze with that view, about probably more than 180 degree panorama, is just stunning. Absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, definitely got to go back and do some more exploring around there. I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. What a fantastic place to go. So there you go. That concludes a week of adventures on foot and in tents. And you know what? I'm a really happy man right now. It's been great. So anyway, thanks for listening to me waffle all about it. And I hope you're all well. And I'll speak to you all again soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.